Then comes the Kosos, and they show a very high level. Why? Look at the second line in the last column. Ki ahefresh sheyesh beino achila v'shtia. The difference between eating and drinking udavazeh. Hu ki achila hu yose gashmi. Eating is a much more physical act. Ki amashke hudak yoser. It's much more fine. B'chol dovash hudak yoser, the more refined it is, the more distance it is from gashmi. And not only do we see that in that, we see it in people. There are some people that are very physically oriented, and that's one. And then there are higher level people. And when you come in contact with very high-level people, you can feel they're not connected almost. They're almost just there. You went to Zira Meishel. You felt you were in a different, it was so fine. It was like silk, a different existence. You saw great, great people. You went to speak to Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky. You're talking about different people. They're on a different level. They're more dark, they're more fine, more refined in their being. And therefore, shtia is much more refined than eating. And you know, even the most unrefined person, even they're kuf almost, and you see them eating like behemoths, come on. And yeah, but when it comes to drinking, they have no choice. The drinking in its very own right is a more refined act. Surely when we do it, pedavashah b'kedusha, how much refined it is. That's a b'chal, it's another time, is that we have unfortunately learned from the Umas Ha'olam, and we became very, in Yiddish, and there's no word to describe it in English, it's called grub. But that word defines itself without a definition, you know, grub. That's how we are. You take food in your hand and it's prost. Believe me, your great-grandfather never touched the food. They never heard of a sandwich. They didn't eat like that. The only sandwich they had was a sandwich of kedusha on Seder night. But other than that, they didn't. They were more refined. Today, the guy tells me his mile is he's eating in doggies. I said, "What's doggies? Vos it does? You mean it's chicken wings with zacher and eat it?" I said, "You mean it's a dog? You mean it's doggies?" Oh, that's not eating. That's not eating. It's unrefined. Dak. We're very dakis dicker mensch. You know, who touches the food? Pizza in your hand. So it's not refined. We're refined people. I always like to say a simple mushroom. You pick up a piece of material, wool. It's rough. Pick up cotton. It's a little more fine. Pick up silk. Ah, that's a different feeling. We are silk. That's who we are. We are dake dakus. That's who we are. We're the fine of the fine. So yeah, the Gemara says you eat in the street. It's like a bunch of dogs. Eden don't eat in the streets. He's drink in the streets. It's not for Eden. You sit down, you eat. Okay, bite it. We can just talk all night. I'm not alone. Okay, ulaficha.
Sorry, I think you used the word dak by the se that you were talking about last week.
Right. Right, that's exactly.
Delicate animal as well.
Right, because to touch one part and it affects. Right, yeah, that's kosos amadrega geula. That's why drinking shows even a higher level of redemption than eating does, because eating is eating, but shtia is dak. Umayal l'shoyne shgeula arba davka. Therefore, we eat matzah, and the arba kosos show the madrega that we reach. Matzah, but even a higher level of geula, is the drinking in that. And therefore, we say, go to the next paragraph, second line, v'zeh, ki afsha matzah meira loitzosam elecheirus, matzah shows coming out of redemption, into redemption, that's the leaving. But in the refineness of becoming that special nation, that's only the abukosis. Zeroya Netuya is not talking about the leaving, And the same thing is, that's what happened to us. What happened to this nation on the night of leaving? And therefore, it's much more dark than just the leaving. Leaving is one thing, but what happened to us, what we became on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's more refined than the eating that's there. And then therefore, it goes that way. Let's continue. Let's go to the third column. Ulefichach. Third column. Ulefichach. That's why there are bekosos. Why? Ki agula iba me'olam o'elyon lo'olam azeh. The gula didn't happen just down here in Gashmi. That's not what it means. It came straight from the Rabbeinu Shalom. As we say in Agodah, if they wouldn't have taken us out of Mitzrayim, which means that it's straight with direct from the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's not that there's something going on down here and the Rabbeinu Shalom is running it behind the scenes. It was in the open, that it was clear that it was from the upstairs. Shu olam aribui, the physical is many, as we've talked about. V'choldavu shubo mo'olam anivdul olam hazeh yesh bo ribui mechulak liarba. Why? We'll explain this, as we talked about once before. Ki mispar zeh u mispar ribui shu neger arbo tzdodim ha-mechulakim. Let's understand. In the physical world, as it stands, we have four basic directions: north, east, west, south. But north has to be north of something, and east has to be east of something. So really you have a dot in the middle, and from it comes out four lines. And those four lines are from that center dot. The center dot we spoke about in the certain aspect was Shabbos. That's what we talked about once before. Now he's saying the center dot is Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is in the middle. And as it comes into the physical world, it takes on an aspect of four. And in that aspect of four, it's going to be expressed in four. And that's the four Lashonis that you find of Geula. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he came down into the world and manifests itself into this physical world, it becomes four. That's the expression in the physical world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, that's what he means. Something that comes from the spiritual world into this world of physical, yesh bo ribui mechulak liarba. It breaks down into four. Ki misperzeu misperibui keneged arba tzedodim, to the four sides that we spoke about. The eil devarim of arba lashonis, and that's what it says. Look at that pasuk he brings. V'nohor yotze me'eden. Now we explained once before that Gan Eden is only the Garden of Eden, but there's a higher level called Eden. Eden. And you see the Pasuk says, V'nohor yotze me'eden, not me'gan, from the Eden, elagan. And when it comes out of Eden, it spreads into four parts, because Eden is the Mokom Aruchni. And then when it comes out into this physical world, it divides into four. Four is the number in the physical world. And therefore, when we talk about very fine drinking, Arbukosis, it's going to manifest itself into four different parts. Then he goes into the fifth cup, which is Rishus, because that has got to do with a totally high level. Look at the left. Look at the left column. Omnom kos chamishi hu Rishus. Kamoshnus by Kidovas Rebianu Eitzer Rebekiva Komakomaka. So he goes to Mitzad Shuroi Vizeki or Ribu Shibolom Ribu Mesachit Gamkein, because after all the four have to come together in that center spot. That center spot is Kos Chamishi. That's the Kos Chamishi. And therefore that level is much, much higher, and that's what many of us call Kos Shel Eliyahu, which would then, in the Zman of Eliyahu, it'll become clear that all the four things that spread throughout the world are really one. That's what's going to happen in Yom Mashiach. Good. Now let's see this. This Medrash itself, you could stay up all night on the Medrash itself. Look at the Medrash on the next page, bottom right corner. It's an unbelievable Medrash. Because paro biyodi, mikan kovu chachomim, arbo koso shalel pesach. Rav Huna b'shem Rav Banoi keneged arbo l'shona shogula, which we just been through. Rabbi Shmuel bar bar Chan Nachmani Omar Kineger Arba Kosa Shnema Kan Shnema Vekos Paro Biyodi Veshchol Otsa Al Kos Paro Veetenes Al Kos Al Kaf Paro Venosato Al Kos Paro Biyodo. Now that's got to do with Yosef. What does that have to do with this? Okay. Rabbi Levi Omar Kineger Arba Malchios. That really needs to be understood. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yom Kineged Arba Kosa Shel Tar Eilo Sheosra Kodesh Baruch Hu La'ashko Sesa Akum. The four of the things and of difficulty that he's going to come against the Goyim with. Shnei Ma'akom Hashem HaKesel Elai Yikoch. And he goes through the four things. Mashke Yisrael. Good. So that's what it is. Now, we have to understand that you look here, you see that no matter which pshat we learn, but the Arba Kosos represent redemption. Whether it means the four redemptions in Mitzrayim, four levels, whether it means redemption of the four Malchiyas that we are talking about, but in all of them, the Kosos represent redemption. That's what he says. Biaru bozeh. Ki arba kosas tikme chachomim derech cheirus. Shekein derech b'nei chorim lishtos besuda. Free people drink wine at their suda. Ki pochas mizein zemorer al cheirus. Anything less doesn't show freedom. V'yosem izel yederech shikrus. More than that would be during shikrus. And that's not a ben chorim. A guy who gets drunk is a slave. He's not a free man. He's enslaved to his desires. Freedom is to break away from real freedom, is to break away from desires, to be freed from the desires of our guf. That's called freedom, and be connected to Hashem. And that's why you should know that in davening, we need to understand it much more, but we say, b'charei amaragto. Oh, and then he saved us and he took us out. L'cheirus olam. What does that mean, l'cheirus olam? We're back now in the Golas. No, but cheirus olam means you have the ability forever to be now in freedom. What does freedom mean? To break from the guf, to be connected to Ruchni. Now that you became the nation of Ruchni, you can always do it. You might have more difficulty, you might have to do more to get there, but you can always do it to become Cheirus Olam. Beremezer, because Eitzel Paro, there was a melech of four kosos, and therefore he had this ma there, and each one showed what he was. So what did we do? We made it. He was the big melech, so therefore Malchus shows kosos. And now he goes through each one of what they are. And they you really have to work on them, what the Arba Kosos are. Now, before we get into the Agoda itself, let's go to the next page, left side. Arba kosos amischabrim lozeh neged arba imohos. They're keneged the arba imohos that are there. So you have matzah, Pesach matzah mor is three, obviously relates to ovis. And the four cups relates to the imohos. And if you look in the column right before it, you see Pesach matzah moror, loydia ki bezchus ha'ovis yotzu b'mitzrayim, and u'bishvilam Yisrael, Pesach is keneged Yaakov, because he's the tomim, set tomim, go down and he goes through a whole thing that b'set pazura again, so Yaakov is called the seh, the nemoror is keneged Yitzchok, because Shaoya b'miriros shekeu einov miraos, because he couldn't see, as the Medrash goes through the whole thing. And matzah is keneged Avram, because matzah is separated from seor, from the yeast. And Chachomim said about the whole thing is sur meira, and therefore Avraham is this sur meira. So therefore his whole existence is sur meira. So Pesach, Matzah, Moror is keneged the Ovis. And the four curses are keneged the Imohos. Let's see. Keneged Arambi Imohos. All it shows you is that it's just deeper and deeper what these curses are really all about. So we think, what's a big deal? Drink the four cups. It doesn't work that way. Neged Arambi Imohos. Kvar manil cho ki ashtia nimshechacho achila. Right? The shtia comes higher level than achila, the tofel ashtitza achila, but the drink, because it's so fine in this physical world, is secondary to eating. U'me'achas shepesach matzamara keneged ovis, the shtia is keneged anoshim, that they are say, they are together with their husbands. Ki b'schus ovis v'imos yotzu mi'yisrael shenema, Pasuk says, Kol dodi hineze bo, medaleg al ahorem, mekapetz al agavos, ha-makarish bochu imani mistakel l'schus avoysam, I look at the schus of the fathers, shenema medaleg al ahorem, and ahorem are the ovis, mekapetz al agavos, and that's the imohos. Therefore, though all of it is keneged, we do the imohos. And therefore, the schusimos and the tznius is why it's the kosas. Because the kosas are much more refined. And the imos are the tznuim. And therefore, the kosas are keneged the imos. And the achila, which is more on the outside more, that's the ovis. Because they're more the outside, the mos are the inside. So therefore, we see here very, very deep things. Let's start with Agoda. If we have time, we'll do this. If not, we'll have to come back to it. Maybe Chol HaMoed, if we can get together, Chol HaMoed. Bez Hashem, Yisbarach. Yeah, Chol HaMoed, Bez Hashem. So if not, we'll come back. Let's go start. I want to show you just some very key things that I feel is very important for you to discuss Seder night. And dependent on who is at the Seder, the higher level person as the Seder, then you... We'll see now. There is, in many agodas, they print a piece of Zohar. And the piece of Zohar is, I really should photostat it and go through it with you. What the Zohar basically says, that is on the night of Seder night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls together all the thippy beings in heaven. And he says to them, look what's going on with my children. They're singing and speaking my praise for that which I took them out many, many years ago. But they always remember what I did for them. And they say, he tells to the Malachim, go down and listen. And Malachim come to our homes and listen to us say, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and discuss it, and kol amarbe, and say it. And they come back to the Rabbeinu Shom in heaven, say tonight, and they say, what an Uma you have. What a wonderful being, this Am Yisrael. They connect to you and they speak about your greatness and your Shevachim in Shemayim, about the great what you did. That's what happens in Shemayim. And the Rabbeinu Shom gets words that we don't understand, gains tremendous strength and is in such a state of joy from that which we do, and the Malachim recognize it, and the whole Bria is in a state of Kovet Shemayim, because we sit, say tonight, and say, see, it's his. It's an unbelievable piece of pieces are. Okay, now, we spoke about why you do Kadesh Shurchatz, why we start with the Seder, because the main thing is to show and talk about Emunah. I cannot speak enough about it. It's so, especially in that we live in a time where Emunah is going to be the key. Chazal tell us, B'zuchus Emunah, Klai Yisrael is leaving the Golos. And therefore we live in a state where we become very caught up into thinking that things are Teva. And there is no such Teva. As we saw Ramban in Parshas Bo, we went through Ramban. The Ramban says, anybody believes in Teva, ein lo chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. It has nothing to do with the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's so key that Seder night, which is Geula, and it speaks about Emunah over and over, and I have to give it over to each child, whether the child is 5, 15, 25, or 35, they have to walk out higher level understanding of Emunah. And therefore we start, as we spoke about already, in it. Manishtana, good. Let's go a little further. I don't want to keep you all night, but it's not a problem. One of the things that is, especially if you have older children, is that you should pull out a chumash and learn the psukim inside. Let's take an example. Avodim hayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim, the pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan. Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu misham. That's not what it says in the pasuk. It doesn't say that. It says Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu mimitzrayim. Okay, good. B'yod chazaka uvizor netuya. Doesn't say that in the pasuk. In the pasuk it says biyod chazaka, there's no zor netuya. So how come the Baal HaGadah decided to add on this zor netuya? That needs to be understood. So the Netziv says over very interesting, but you should look in other mafarshim. So I say to you, coming to the Seder needs tremendous preparation, hours of reading and preparing, so that you really, and in Chutz Laretz we have two of them, so you get double preparation. Can't say the same thing twice. So therefore, what the Netziv says, a tremendous insight. He said, the Medrash says that what would we like in Mitzrayim? We were like somebody holding a bird. And somebody wanted to take it away from him. All he has to do is choke the bird. And what else was it like? A calf who was having difficulty giving birth. So the farmer had to go into the womb, pull out the calf. So the Netziv says, the two things are to show you that. The paro could have choked us right then. When he saw that the Rabbeinu Shom's makas were coming and that he was going to lose this situation, they were all together in one shot. He was a very powerful man. All he had to do is wipe us out on the spot. Why didn't he? Because biyod chazaka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed a yad that the makos didn't give them a minute in between one to the other. They couldn't recuperate. And therefore, he hit him so many times that he pushed it, let go, like the one who gets hit and couldn't hold the bird anymore because he was weakened from all those hits. That's biyod chazaka. Ubizraya netuya. That's because he had to stretch out his hand because there were many that didn't want to leave. And they had to pull them out. And therefore, that's the Zeraya and the Tuya to pull us out. That's the Medrash is coming to show us what the Rabbeinu Shalom had to do to save us in Mitzrayim. And that's why the Baal HaGadah put this in. And therefore, it's very important for us to understand. Good. Mishubadim, we talked about. Maisa Rebel, you know. To get you, get there, I'm going. Maisa. No, you need that. Good.
That is in the, I'll get it.
Where?
In the front. Maybe
front row, next to the right, bottom. Next to the bottom shelf. Just to give you, leave you with a question, something to talk about is that if you look into Yerushalmi, if you have a chance, if you look into Yerushalmi, the question, the words that we say to our Chacham, he says to the Tam. And the words that we say to the Tam, he says to the Chacham. So what happened? How come by an Agad it's one way, and the Yerushalmi it's switched around the opposite way? So you'll have time over Yom Tov. Have a good time. Stomach, you'll come up. Good. Now, this story of Rebbe Lazer, I always feel is a very moving story. Because when I was a child, my father would explain to my father, Vashon would explain to me the story. And I used to think, what in the world did it take so night? What's the big deal? All night. Right? Say what you got to say and let's get it over with. But the older you get, the more you see that. It's pushing. You can't get it in until the night. I mean, we can discuss mamish, the arbakaisas all night. Forget about the whole thing. But how does this story show? Kol amarbe l'saper v'yitzis mitzayim harei zeh meshubach. Where's the marbe? If it's you have a chiyuv to say it all night, and you should know that when you have a chance, you'll take a Gemara Pesachim, and the Gemara Pesachim in the very end of the Tosefta says, Chayiv Odom Lesaper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Uveilchos HaPesach Kol Halayla. Somebody came and asked me, which night should I stay up? Seder night or Shavuos night? Without a doubt, Seder night is much bigger. Shavuos is a minig. Seder, according to many, is a d'oraisa. But we have to, so in the Shulchan Aruch, they give us a heter. It says that you have to be osek till sleep overtakes you. That's a big heter, because really it says kol halayla.
So but says that what that means is that mom should fall asleep at the table.
Yeah, that's what it means.
In other words, achetach v'sheinu doesn't mean now I'm tired.
No, no, you got to sit there, push it. Yeah, that's tech v'tana. She'll sleep, takes over. But now, when is the Zman Kriya Shema? When is Zman Kriya Shema? Zman Kriya Shema is at Alos HaShachar? No. No. Zman Kriya Shema is when you can tell the difference between whether it's green and blue or blue and white. That's the Gemara in Brachas. But the Gemara is telling the Rad, it's after Alos HaShachar. Oh, they were Oisik in the Hilchas Pesach till they came and told them what? Higia Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachar. So they didn't even realize. It's not Alos HaShachar. It's past it. So then this is an example of Kol Amarbe, that they were so involved in it that they went past the Zman of the Chiyuv of what it has to be. Then I tell you, I don't want to keep it really all night because we still got to get. But this next thing is very, 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 very hard to understand, because we know that there is a mitzvah to remember Tzias Mitzrayim all year round. Look at this pub. What does it say? Amar Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Harei ani kevein shivin shana, shevelo zechisi sheteyome Yetzias Mitzrayim balaylos, ad shedosh ben zomer shenemar leman tizka. So we're talking about the mitzvah of zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. What are you doing with that on Seder night? Seder night is Sipur, not Zechira. There are many differences between Zechira. You just have to say, I left Mitzrayim. You don't have to ask questions, give reasons. You don't have to speak to anybody. Just say it to yourself and say that. So why are we bringing this here world together? Needs understanding. Yeah. Then we come to the four sons. In the four sons, if you go through the psukim, very difficult. Very, very difficult. But I just want to share with you 2 points. Chacham ma'u'aymer. Now, if you look, ma'edes chukam mishpatim, that's a pasuk in Va'eschanan. And over there, he gives a whole answer. Amartem, he'll tell him, whole long answer. And yet, we don't give that in the Haggadah. We don't answer what the Torah says. Why don't we give the answer what the Torah says? So the Malbim says a tremendous insight. Look at the words here. The word is vi'af. What does vi'af mean? Af means even. So that means I'm going to tell him what the Torah answered, plus I'm going to tell him all the Hilchas HaPesach. What's the last halach in Hilchas Pesach, Korban Pesach? So it's not that I'm not telling him what it says in the Torah. I'm telling him what it says in the Torah, plus all the halachas of the Korban Pesach. The Russia is beyond. It's an unbelievable discussion. The Netziv explains the following. We know that Korban Pesach is called Avodah. And we talked about that before. So the Netziv says, what's the halach in Korban Pesach? What's the halach in Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach is like a todah, thanks. Let's say a person is saved from a situation. So what's the halacha? You bring a Korban, it has 40 chalas and matzahs, and you call your friends and your relatives together, you give them a piece of everything, and you tell them over the story. Good? Next year, second year, what do? No carbon. Call them together. Want to give them cake? Fakasha. You tell them over the story again. Comes along the Chorban, the Rosh, and he says, I understand why you get together at the Seder, and I understand why you say over this great feat that happened. But Mo'avoida, what's the Korban Pesach for? Korban Pesach is a Korban of thanks. Thanks you give on the first year. You don't give it every year. So Mo'avoy Daz Eslachem, what is this Korban all about? Shtar Kakash. Yeah, I thought that I'm sure Russia is going to have a golden. That's it. We don't answer what it says in the Torah. The Torah is a whole answer to it. Needs to be understood also. This that we tell him is not in the Torah. In fact, if you look at it, it's a very interesting thing that we tell him the same pasuk that we say the Tam. The Sheni De'elisha. So it seems that if a child asks you a specific question, you have to answer him. But if the child's not asking you a real question, or he doesn't ask you anything, or he really isn't looking for that great answer, you got to tell him the basics. What's that? What's the pasuk you tell him? So therefore we use it for the two psukim, two bin sons. Good gosh, no? Vaita. Today, Lishol, this is the old discussion. Which son is the worst son? What would you say? Which is the worst son? Some people say the Russia is the worst son. I want to show you another thing in the Russia. Russia, look at the Russia. Look at the Russia. In the Russia, it says, Rabbi Zalman and others say, look at it. What comes first? You first deny in God, and then you're out of the Jewish people? Or you first leave, and then you deny? Which one comes first?
First you leave.
First you leave?
No,
first you deny. You say there's no God. There's no God. You have nothing to do with us. Right? What does it say here?
Can you say that question again?
I'm what happens first? First you get out of the Jewish people, and then you deny? Or first you deny in God, and then you get out?
You deny.
I don't see the difference.
Well, what happens? If a guy says, I'm out of the Jewish people, why is he out? Because he made up his mind, he wants to be out.
It doesn't mean he denied God, he just doesn't like being part of the
people. Right, right, 100%. So, but the one who says, I don't believe in God, he's out.
Okay.
What does it say by the Russia? Ulefi shehoitzi es atzmo min aklal kofar be'ikr. If it would have said kofar be'ikr and then he's lohoitzi es atzmo min aklal, I understand that.
Okay.
Must be he made up his mind, I'm out. And I have to come up with an excuse. So what's the excuse? I deny God. But this guy, even though, but you can talk to him, because he just made up his mind, he's out. It's not the essence of denial of God. It's because he made up his mind, he's out. That guy, I could talk to. And the biggest proof is, he came to the Seder. What's he doing at the Seder? If he really didn't believe, he wouldn't be here. He's at the Seder. The problem is the fifth child that's not mentioned. And that's the guy who doesn't even show up to the Seder. That son's the worst problem. Because if he'd give me a chance to talk to him, I had a chance. But that guy didn't show up, the fifth son. But this one made up his mind, he's out. And the excuse is, that guy you could talk to. That's still talkable. So therefore, that's why it's in the wrong order here. Let's go further. We go to Vihisha Amda. Now this needs understanding. What is Vihisha Amda? Vihisha Amda. What is Vihisha Amda? So some explain that it's going on that which is before. And before it, it speaks about Avram and the Bris Bein Absarim. In the Bris Bein Absarim, it says, Vihine Eima Chasheicha Gedola Nofelas Alav. And those we talked about Hanukkah time is that those are the goals. Eima is the Bovel. Chasheicha is Poras. Gedola is Yavon. Nofelas Alav, all of them fall on him, as we spoke about that, or the Rome is a combination of all of them. That's the four goals. So when it says that the Viachre Chain Yetzu Brishchush Godol, it's going not just on Mitzrayim, it's going on all the exiles. There's a promise that you'll get out at the end, Brishchush Godol. Vihi, that promise that you gave to Avram Avinu, that's what stood through it all. When the Jews went into the concentration camps, into the gas chambers, and they sang on Imamin, that's Vihisha Amda. That promise that you gave, that we're going to get out, that's what stands with the Jews through the thick and the thin, through everything, that's when it gets. And even though they try and wipe us out, and they do whatever they want to us, Spanish Inquisition and all the things, Chaloseinu, no, that stood by us. What is it? Shakodesh Borchu Matzilein. Why? He's got a promise. He's got to keep. And the promise is Vihisha Amda. That's how some understand. And that needs good explanation to the people at the Seder. We really have to spend time in it. Today's generation, we get too lost in thinking that we don't really think about the Gula. And why it says in Chazal that when it came time to leave Mitzrayim, there were people that didn't want to leave because they said they had invested money, they had all other things. And that's what it means that Mitzrayim is the prototype of all of it. I want to tell you, I mentioned it once before. We had in the yeshiva Iranian boys. One of the boys' name was Mashiach ben David. That was his name. Anyhow, it was the bar mitzvah of Mashiach ben David. And his father got permission to leave Iran. And he came to Muncie. So I said to him, you're in Muncie. You're in America. Why are you going back? He said, my money, my business. I said, here, you're freer. You can learn, you can daven, you can do everything. Where are you going? My money, my business. Yod Chazokov Zoyanatuya. That's how it's going to be, Lots of Lover, too. The Ben Shem has to come, but Yad Chazak is earning it to you. We won't say more. The Hisham, and that's what we have to empower to them. Others learn that it's going on the next part, that it's going on Lavan. Now, we spoke about Lavan. Lavan is without a doubt the most dangerous person that there is, because Esav, I know he hates my guts. Halachu b'yadua, Esav sone Yaakov. I know that. And Yishmael is against us. We know that. Lavan is the nice guy. The nice guy in Congress. He's the nice guy. And we think they're all our friends. Lavan is the worst. Because Lavan's white. And white takes on any color there is. And today he's this one. And tomorrow he's that one. And that's Lavan. As we see with our wonderful president we have. One day he's the Arabs, next day he's sitting in Jerusalem, he's our friend, Shein Kamayu, and the next day, believe us, Hashem Yerachem Alamay, what this guy could do. And that's why it is so dangerous. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from all of these type of situations. That is really what stands by. We've been through terrible times. We have a chance at the Seder because we have a chance to look back at the history. Talk about the history of the Jewish people. What it is, what's happening, what we've come from. Think about it. You have to talk about it. I talk about it all the time. Think about where we've come in the last 70 years, as we spoke about 2 weeks ago. Who would have ever imagined we are with what we are? How many people sitting with 93,000 people come to see Mashas? Who would have dreamt it? That means that Kodesh Baruch Hu's with us. Atzileinu, he's here to help us, and he's pushing us. And that's part of the Amunah that we have to give over to them. Then we go, and I just want you to see in a good, not to minimize these Haggadahs, but in a good Haggadah, you will see that these psukim are highlighted. These psukim are psukim that are found in Parshas Ki Savo, and they are by when you bring Bikurim, and we speak each one. Now, the Or Sameach tells us a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. The Gemara tells us that matzah is called lechem oni, Sha'onim olav devarim harbe. Now, what is that? Where is it? That which we say over the basic story that the Pasuk told me, v'yigadat to levincha. That which we sing, Hallel, that's only midivrei sofrim. It's not from Doraisa. So where is it that it's lechem sha'onim olav devarim harbe? So the Or Sameach says, you'll only find one place in the whole Torah that it says the word Aniya. That's over here by these psukim. The onisa, the omarta. When you bring the korban, we bring the bikurim, you say the onisa, the omarta, arami oivid ovi, vayerid mitzraimo, vayogor shom. So that's the aniya, your mekayim, according to Rosh Hashanah, edoraisa, by learning each posik and explaining it. And the Rambam says, when you explain the psukim, harei zeh meshubach, separate than what we said before. Special, harei meshubach. Very often people get there and right through it. So this, according to the Rambam and others, is the main. And that which came with the banim is not, it's very important, etc., etc. But here's the main, because here is where you really talk about it. So you go through each one. Good. So we go through each part and we discuss it at length. The Makkos we went through at length. We saw the morals about it. Dayenu, we need to explain what Dayenu is. Dayenu is really a tremendous thing because the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised that he's going to give us bracha. Varikosi lochem bracha. We're going to pour sabot. Belidai. What is Belidai? Ad sheyivlu sipsoi seichem, they're going to become worn down. Miloimar dai. So dayenu is the dai from the brachis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us step for step. And each one needs to be explained. For example, ilu korvonu lifnei ar Sinai, v'lo nosan lonu es haTorah. That would be enough. What is that going to do? If I came to Har Sinai, you didn't give me Torah, well, what am I going to do? But Chazal tell us that when we came to Har Sinai, the curse of the Nachash stopped. So I now was in a different state. That's what would have been just by coming to Har Sinai. Every little thing, how much we owe him. We are so indebted to Rabbeinu Shalom. Good. Pesach, Matzah, Morah, we've been through. We don't do that. We've done that already. We're good. So then we come to the brachas. Just you got to make sure when you make the bracha of Amitzi and Al Achilas Matzah, you got to make sure you have in mind that it goes on the sandwich, because the bracha is on the sandwich also, and you may not talk out for until after the sandwich. So the Hamoitzi and Halachilas Matzah, you have in mind it's also on the matzah of the sandwich. When you make the bracha of the morer, it's on the morer of the sandwich also. And you cannot talk out till after the sandwich. Now you take the morer, you dip it in charoses, you shake it off. No charoses in the morer. You put charoses in the morer, the charoses cancels out the morer, and when I'm a kai in the mitzvah of morer. So therefore, it's just a little bit. In fact, Taisa says, if you shake it off, there might be a little bit left. It'll cancel it out. The Taisa said, that's okay. That's the way they made it. But to put charoses in the morer, that you can't do it. Now, the Chazon Ish, based on a lot of Gemaras, says that the morer must taste bitter. Now, in order to have bitter, the lettuce that we have is lettuce that's not bitter. And therefore, the Chazon Ish holds that you should grind up some of the root and put a little bit into the lettuce. So you have lettuce, which is number one on the list. You have a little bit of the ground up. So you have the bitterness of the morer, and that's the best way to keep the mitzvah of morer. I just want to say to you, you have to be very, very careful, because they just came out that Alei Katif, who came from Eretz Yisrael, which is supposed to be without bugs, they found it filled with bugs. And therefore, just was with my wife there today in Baltimore in 7 Mile, and over there have big signs that you have to wash them and be careful, etc. Yes. They say now, the Zelbis, the rice, they just have pays on them, that's all. Now they're having a new shipment, maybe it's better. There's another type, it's called positive. So positive is under a different action. That's supposed to be very, very good. If you can get a hold of that, I don't know what they have here in the store, but I asked my son-in-law to get. My daughter just came from Lakewood. She brought quite a few bags of it. So that's better. It's supposed to be cleaner, et cetera, et cetera. But you have to be very careful. Now, Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal lived at a time when, it's hard to believe, but us good Jews who still have a little white in our beards, remember when they didn't spray. When they sprayed, and there were no bugs. Mm-hmm. But romaine lettuce has always been a problem. And Rav Aaron Kotler used to eat iceberg lettuce because there were no bugs, and they'd put a little murray in it, and that's how we do it. Because the bugs are at least 5 isure d'oraisa, each bug. And murray bismanazeh is only the rabbanon. So he used to say, for one, the rabbanon, I'm going to go over all these isure d'oraisa. Nay, it's not kedai. So therefore, you got to keep that in mind. And today, it's a very big problem. So if you can't get romaine lettuce, you use iceberg lettuce. It's much easier to clean, much easier to watch. And the problem, one of the key problems with romaine lettuce, is that the bugs are green. So therefore, they match and they camouflage into the leaf. And it's very, very hard. It's a tedious job to clean it. And if you could do it, just be careful because of these isur d'oraisa. Then we eat the sandwich. Again, no talking till after the sandwich. And you say, Zeichel Migdash, there's a discussion, should you say Zeichel Migdash before eating the sandwich or after eating? The Halacha says after, others say before. So whatever you do is fine. But it's a very interesting thing. If you look in Zeichel Migdash Kehillah, so we bring a pasuk, and the pasuk is Amatzas Marmichu. So in Chassidish Yisvarim, they say a beautiful thought. And they say, why do you bring that pasuk? That pasuk is by Pesach Sheni. Mm-hmm. So they say, because I'm now eating it for a zecher. But I hope that by the time I get to Pesach Sheni, I'll be able to do the real thing. Now we get into a halachic discussion. If you didn't have the first one, because there was no Mikdash, would you be able to bring the second one, which we're not going into right now? Okay, fine. Then we have benching with a better thing. And then we have the Hallel. And then we get to the end. Just that if you can open up, I would want to show you. There's one thing. Do you, you know? We're not good.
Sorry, I Kate got one short.
Okay, fine. So the share. Turn. Before. Turn all the way in there. Turn to Vayehi b'chatzi alayla. That's right after Chasal Sidur Pesach. So in Vayehi v'chatzi alayla, yeah? You see? So if you look over there, in Vayehi v'chatzi alayla, you look, you will see it's talking about all different things that they wanted to do against us. Go into the 1, 2, 3, 4, the end of the fourth paragraph, and you see it says there, Sina notar agogi, Sina, the hatred the agogi planted, v'kosav svarim balayla. And he wrote the books at night. And that's what we spoke about Purim time, that Haman's whole deal is on Pesach. So we mentioned, as I told you then, we mentioned it in the Agoda. And if you go to the next one, Uvechein v'amartem zevach Pesach, and you go to the last paragraph, you see there it says, Kohol kinso Hadassah. Hadassah, that's the name for Esther. You got it? What's the camera? You got it? All the way to the end. Way up to. Go to the end.
You got it?
Look at the end. Kohol kinsa adasa. The adasa gathered the people. Tzom to fast. L'shalish 3. Ba'pesach. Rosh mi beis rosha mochatzto be'etz chamishim ba'pesach. You hung the head, the leader of the house of Russia on that of 50, as we spoke about by Purim, Ba Pesach, it was on Pesach. So therefore, as we mentioned then, that we got to Pesach. Then, of course, we speak about the belief of Adir Hu Yivne Beiso, and again, it's belief. We talk about Mashiach in the very beginning, and that's why it's so important to give over to the children a real belief in Mashiach. At the very beginning in Holach Ma'anya, we speak about Ashata Hocha, Shana Abo Ba'ara Di Yisrael, Ashata Avdil, Shana Abo B'nei Chorim. We're going to be freed people by Yemos Mashiach. In that which we say, V'isha Omdo, we're waiting for that promise. When we get to the bracha right before we eat the matzah, we say, Kein Yagienu, Hashem should let us reach the gate, reach the point when we're going to eat. Speak about the happiness we're going to have when we build the city. When we come here, we speak, sing, Adiru, Yivne Beiso Bekorov. You'll build your house very soon. The belief in it. And then at the end, with the end of all day, what do we sing? Shana Bob Yishalayim. It's a constant understanding of Mashiach, Geula, and we have to give it over and make it real. They have to see the Rabbeinu Shalom is with us. Eretz Yisrael exists, government, no government, like it, don't like it, whatever you want to say. But the fact that we're living with millions of people around us who would love to wipe us out and it continues prospering, it's not normal. This is not normal. There's nothing normal in Eretz Yisrael. Now, one thing, financially it doesn't make sense. Militarily it doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense. It's obvious. The Rabbeinu Shalom is helping us. You want to say whatever pshat you want to learn. But something's doing, and the children have to see in our days presence of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And now that's Seder night. That's what we have to give over to everyone sitting at the Seder. They got to walk out bigger believers. That's Seder night. That's what the whole deal is. Now we go to Echad Miyadeya. Echad Miyadeya. So I saw such an interesting pshat. Echad Miyadeya. If I come and I say to you, what's your name? So you know your name. It became part of you. It's your name. I ask you, what's the address that you live at? So you tell me the address because you know your address. We've been through the Seder. We talked about Emunah. We talked about the Rabbeinu Shom. Till we ate Matzah Morah and Kairach. We ate Afikoman. And we sang to the Rabbeinu Shom in thanks and gratitude. Nishmas Kol Chai Tavarech. It's after the whole deal. Now, if I come and I ask you, what does one mean to you? There's only one answer that you should have at the end of the Seder. And what's that? Echad Elokeinu Shebaas Shamayim Uvarech. Echad Miyadei, I'm asking you, what does the number one mean to you? God. That's it. What does five mean? Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Nothing else. That's what the Seder did to a person. It embedded in him belief and existence of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing else. And that's the questions here. And now we come to Chag Gadya. As I said to you, Chag Gadya is mamish, lemaila. I mean, everyone like the Chassam Sofer told you, the Gra wrote a number, Alpi Nigla and Alpi Nista. Chag Gadya is unbelievable. So I want to go through Chag Gadya with you according to one of the pshatim of the Gra. Okay? Let's go through. Chag Gadya, Chag Gadya. When the night, when Yaakov came dressed in the begodim of Esav to Yitzchok, and he got the brachis, it was Seder night. And he brought him two gedim. It's not a chorus. Two gedim. One gedi was the korban Pesach, and one gedi was the korban Chagiga, that you eat with the korban Pesach. And that's what he brought him Seder night. Now, you will ask me, but they didn't leave Mitzrayim. So the Beis HaLevi explains to us a very, very important concept. We know Avraham Avinu ate matzah, Seder night. Pesach, he ate matzah. In fact, Lot, we know, ate matzah. Who goes matzahs? Yeah? So we know he ate matzah. How could it be Avram and Yitzchak are keeping Pesach before there was Mitzrayim? So Beis HaLevi says, Chazal tell us, Istakel be'oraisa ubara alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and he created the world. That means if I understand the world deep and broad enough, I will know Torah without Torah being given. That's what the others were. And they understood that Seder night to Seder night. Then, as time was going on, the Rabbeinu Shalom saw that things were being lost. So he made Yitzias Mitzrayim. Listen to what the Beis HaLevi says. He made Yitzias Mitzrayim on that night in that manner so that those mitzvahs should become part and parcel of Klal Yisrael. Not the way we always think that we had it, therefore. No. The mitzvahs are there from the time of creation. And Yetzias Mitzrayim is in order to make the mitzvahs part of the whole deal. Chag Gadya, Chag Gadya. The Zvan Abo Bitzrei Zuzei, that's how much you have to be worth. Chag Gadya, Chag Gadya. Also Shunra. And these brachas that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov, Yaakov gave them to the Shvatim, and the Shvatim had them, and everything was beautiful until the story of Yosef comes up. Now, we don't understand it. We don't begin to understand. We talked about, when we were learning, we went through some very deep things about that to try and get some understanding. But the cat is the most jealous animal in the animal kingdom. The cat came and Ochlo Legadya ate what the Gedi did. So it broke open had problems with the brachas that now the Shvatim had, so now the cat, the jealousy, caused the problem there. And that's the way it was until they went into Mitzrayim. And the Medrash says, Paro is doma to the dog, because the dog is the most chutzpahdik animal in the universe, in the kingdom. And Paro is mole chutzpah, mi Hashem, Ashagin. Great people used to say the biggest chutzpah about a dog is that he thinks he's man's best friend. That's like the biggest chutzpah that could ever be. Anyhow, yeah. So the whichever way I was being nice. Anyhow, the dog is the chutzpah, and that's Paro. And he put us into slavery. And that's the way we were till our Moshe came with the stick that was written on it, the Tzach Adash Ba'akav, the Makos. And with that, he hit Paro. And he hit the dog, freeing us. And we went through the Midbar. We were Makabel Torah. We were Makabel Torah, and we came to Eretz Yisrael, and we built the Beis HaMikdash, and everything was good until that. What happened? Till a fire came and burnt the stick. And the fire is Bovel. And they burnt down the first Beis HaMikdash. And we were back now into the Golos. And that which the stick had done was being touched on. It was difficult. But there was one gain that we got in the exile of Bovel. And that was Torah Shebaal Peh became very part of us. And that's where we have the Talmud Bavli. And we know that throughout Chazal, that Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Torah is an example of Mayim, example of Torah. And therefore the water came and put out the fire. And now we're back in to Eretz Yisrael. And we build the Beis HaMikdash, and that's how it goes. And we're there till the Romans came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And the Medrash always calls the Romans the physical being, the ox. He's very physical. And we saw that in Nazi Germany. That's all part of an extension of the Romans, as we talked about it. In fact, it's very interesting is that Rabbi Lau just said a very strong line. He said, I was in concentration camps, and I saw them step on children. And now they passed a law in Germany, you can't have a bris milah because they're worried about the children. He said, I saw them, those Germans, what they have to say about children. Don't pass no laws. So that's the ox. Step on the kid. Kill us the way we were in concentration camp. Make us be, treat us. That's the Romans. And therefore the ox came and drank what the water did. But have no fear. Because the Gemara in Sukkah tells us there's going to be a Mashiach ben Yosef that's going to come and prepare us for the ultimate gula and lead us in the battles. The problem is that Mashiach ben Yosef, the Gemara says, is going to die. The Malach HaMoves is going to get him. And therefore, the Malach HaMoves kills the Sheikhet. But don't worry, because there's still a Mashiach ben David that's coming with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to redeem the world once and for all. And in case you think that any step in this process is not connected, at each stanza, we go back to the beginning and connect it all the way through, because it's the whole history of the Jewish people. So we start the Seder with Seder, Kadesh Urchatz, to tell us that there's an order to creation. And we go through it with Emuna, and we come to the end and we discuss how the Rabbeinu Shom has been running the world since the beginning. Our existence is step for step. The Rabbeinu Shom's here. That's our history. And the history will continue till we get to Mashiach ben David. And that's the whole Seder night, the Emuna, the understanding of Kutcha Berichu being with us all the way. And that's why we end with this great story called Chad Gadya. It's so important that in almost every place, wherever we were, whether it's, I remember my father, Oliver Sholem, used to say it at the end, back, he'd say it in German. Ein Lämmchen. In German he said it. And other people say it in Polish, and other people say it in all different languages. So why? Because this is a key. This is so important to understand. No matter how you're going to learn Pshat, but we're telling over the whole history of Klal Yisrael. We have a Seder, we have an order, we're part of the whole thing. We're the great people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and redeemed us, made us different. So interesting that all the people that wanted to wipe us out, what remains from the Greeks? Nothing. Nothing. An arch. What remains from the Babylonians and all these other people? Some bust in a museum in England. And after all the jokes and everything of Nazis, we're just B'li'ayin Ora prospering and growing and growing. Torah is growing. People learning Torah is growing and growing. And we're still here after everything. Logically, should have been long gone. Long gone. Through the world, everything that we've been through, long gone. Matzileinu miyodom, Hashem is with us, and that's what we have to give over to everybody. And then when we get up, my grandfather over Shalom used to have a meaning that at the end he would dance with everybody. Shana bov Yerushalayim. We used to dance, and it's like such a moment of hope that just like he kept it now, next year we'll be in Yerushalayim with the Pesach. Now we still have time this year. We hope. But if not, then at least then. As Hashem is Baruch Hu, Yishuv Zecha, to keep the mitzvahs, do it with his slavos, and give it over, have the strength and clarity of mind. You know, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva would not come home from the Beis Medrash except for twice a year, early. Erev Yom Kippur, to eat and make sure that other people ate, and Erev Pesach. And many of the Rishonim learn that Erev doesn't mean the night of Pesach he'd come home right away, but it means Erev Pesach. Because he would make sure everybody would rest up. In my house, I try to make sure that everyone, top to bottom, sleeps. Erev Pesach, they have to go to sleep. Why? Because that's part of the mitzvah of Yigadat Levincha, that we have to be somewhat ready. We're all wiped out from Erev Pesach. And so I told somebody today, it's called Lechem Oni, because by the time you get to eat it, you're... Right? But we have to be ready. It's a tremendous moment. It's an unbelievable moment that the Rebbeinu Shalom, that we recognize who we are and how the Rebbeinu Shalom took us out to be the special people that we are. And that's it tonight. The Rebbeinu Shalom should give us this koyach to be able to give it over, to be able to feel it, and to be able to have the hope for Mashiach Tzidkenu.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll get together at Chol HaMoed, yeah?
Yeah.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah. So, something you said. You quoted Chassam. I'm not going to own you.